Today on trial is every shitcoin accused of not only seducing you, but actually getting down your pants. But if that's your mission, you're a shitcoin. The rocket ship is ready to launch all the way to space. Rocket ship moon. Two rocket ships to the moon. Join now. Woo! Greetings. Greetings. My name is Uncle Vigilante, and I'm a pirate. And I'm a pirate for one reason today, and that's because yesterday, well, let me show you. Yesterday, I got bit by a wasp. So I'm not really a pirate, even though I invest in the greatest coin on the planet, R. But we're not here to talk about that. I just wanted to let you know why my eye is red, but I need to put on my glasses just because I want to look you in the eye, and I don't like it when you look all fuzzy. So yesterday I was going to go on a cigar walk and have this conversation with you, and I got no further than outside my neighborhood, then all of a sudden, bam, a wasp just got me. And I am pretty allergic to wasps, so it swelled up last night, looked like shit. But that is, you know, apropos, because tonight we're going to talk shit coins. Bailiff, the court of Uncle Vigilante is now in session. Today on trial is every shit coin accused of not only seducing you, but actually getting down your pants. Or to be more clear, getting into your pants where your wallet is. My name is Uncle Vigilante, and on this channel, I am both judge and prosecuting attorney. It's my channel. It's my movie. I make up the rules. There is no appeals court. If you are a shitcoin peddler, watch out. I'm coming for you. And you need to clearly understand that in the court of Uncle Vigilante, you are guilty until proven innocent. Yeah, if you are a leader of a project or represent a new cryptocurrency and want to get that guilty monkey off your back, well, let me tell you how. All you need to do is reach out to me at theunclevigilante@gmail.com. That's theunclevigilante@gmail.com. And send me an email respectfully asking, Judge Vigilante, when can I schedule a jury trial to defend my honor? Judge Vigilante, by default, you consider my crypto a shitcoin, but it's not. While I believe it's unfair, Judge Vigilante, that you auto shitcoin new currencies, I recognize you're a big deal because you wear a Bitcoin around your neck. That said, Judge V, I'm up for the defense. Now, if you are brave enough to suffer through my scrutiny, shitcoiners, in front of me, myself, I, and a jury of my subscribers who will, by the way, cast the ultimate vote of whether you are a shitcoin or a not shitcoin, then email me and we'll schedule a trial. Dear jurors, my beloved subscribers, let me tell you why I'm conducting these Salem shitcoin hunt trials. There are now over 10,000 cryptocurrency coins, and the sad fact is most of them will go to zero. So being the channel dedicated to crypto newbies and dedicated to keeping us all safe, I think it's important that we implement a process to determine whether a new coin is a shitcoin or a not shitcoin. Are you with me? I mean, the onslaught of new coins is just relentless. This just in from the Fuck You Elon file. Are you aware that Elon owns 30% of all Dogecoin in circulation? The dude should be arrested for his market manipulation. Well, Elon is at it again. In addition to his dog-themed meme shitcoin, he's shilling a sex-themed Ponzi porn coin called Cum Rocket. Yeah, you heard that right. Cum Rocket, spelled with C-U-M. Keeping it classy, Elon. Keeping it classy. If you think Cum Rocket isn't a pump and dump shit coin, well, you just haven't been paying attention. Lots of innocents will be left holding the proverbial bag when poof, the magic internet money will be gone. Or would that be left holding the proverbial nutsack? You decide. I'm just here to help you. I'm here to help us. I'm here to remind me, myself, and I that there is no get-rich-quick strategy that is enduring. We need to develop the muscle of critical discerning thought when it comes to where we invest our dry powder, right? We need to find fundamentally strong coins and act like non-emotional investors, not impatient, degenerate gamblers. Now, I'm not here to say that there aren't shit coins out there that haven't made early investors a shit pot of money. There obviously have. Historically, there have been tons of schemes and scams that made early investors lots of money. They usually have several things in common. They promise the moon, rely on most recent money in to recruit new money in, and they provide override bonuses, or let's say airdrop bonuses, to those distributing sign-up links. And at the end of the day, there's a massive pump where the shitcoin founders and early adopters dump at the top, creating cascading pressure down, resulting in massive losses for the trusting, hopeful investors who just didn't know their shit coins. See what I did there? Yeah, I'm a big deal because I wear a Bitcoin around my neck. So I'm glad if you saw what I did there, because that was so clever. Now, let's talk about shitcoin promotions, shall we? Yes, we shall. I recently received this from a subscriber. Now, you can't see it, but I'm going to describe it to you. It has rocket ship, moon, safe moon, 2.0, moon, rocket ship. Fire emoji, fire emoji. Did you miss the safe moon adventure? Fire emoji, fire emoji. Fire emoji again. Not to worry. Here is Safe Moon 2.0. Fire emoji. Slippage 4-8%. Safe Moon 2 is a fork of Safe Moon with 1 quadrillion in supply. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. Do you know how many coins are in supply? Let me tell you. 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, to create a new community-driven token. So jump in now or miss the massive gains of our adventure. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our mission is to create a new community-driven token. Our mission? Okay, we're gonna unpack that here in a little bit. But if that's your mission, you're a shitcoin. All right, they continue. Let's all go to the moon safely and speedily. Rocket ship, rocket ship, rocket ship, rocket ship, five of them. And then they give their telegram, which is Safe Moon 2. Oh, they provide tokenomics. No, rocket ship tokenomics, rocket ship. Chips. Liquidity locked. 18% of the transaction fee is put into liquidity. Must be a big transaction fee. 3% of the transaction fee is given to holders. Must be a big transaction fee. And they reinforce 1 quadrillion in supply. Oh, they continue. The rocket ship is ready to launch all the way to space. Rocket ship moon. 2 rocket ships to the moon. Join now. Woo! Shitcoin. What are some of the tells that we may be dealing with a shitcoin? Well, the promotions are going to have lots of graphics that look like rockets, moons, more rockets, more moons, fire. They usually are written in bold and all cap. And there's often misspelled language, you know, because shit coin purveyors. You know, they aren't all English. They don't speak the Lord's English or whatever that is. But there's often misspelled language declaring the coin also to be bigger than Doge, better than Bitcoin. And if you order before midnight tonight, you'll get a risk-free link to give to your friends, family, and colleagues that will reward you with billions, if not trillions, of free airdrop tokens. Yay! Yay! Oh, you're going to be rich. Oh, my. Pre-sale, pre-sale, pre-sale. All cap pre-sale. So what precisely is a shitcoin? Well, it's a cryptocurrency coin that has no value or usability. Well, how do you launch a shitcoin? Not on the John. No, it's a little more difficult than that. But you do start by looking in the mirror and you say, hey, there are a lot of dumb, gullible bastards out there who would love to get rich quick, right? And then you answer yourself in the mirror. You say, right. And then you continue looking yourself in the mirror and you say, I'm a soulless POS. And by the way, for the uninitiated, that's piece of shit for any of you new to crypto. So you say to yourself, since I'm a soulless POS with no moral values, who lies quite naturally, I'm going to take advantage of all of the get-rich-quick gullible dumbasses and launch a useless cryptocurrency that has no value whatsoever. See, so you do that in the mirror, and then you have mutual agreement, and so you're good. You know, it's a democracy thing. You know, then you continue. However, I'll create a clever white paper that will confusingly impress the typical gullible newbie investor. You know, the get-rich-quick dumbass. And then you look yourself in the mirror and you say, I'll write some shit code for my shitcoin and create billions of them because buying 25 billion pre-launch shitcoins for $1,000, well, it'll provide people with a false feeling of wealth, especially when we say, imagine if you would have bought the Dogecoin at the ridiculously low price that you can acquire hours if you order before midnight tonight. And best of all, if you buy our fake shitcoin and hold it in our fake shit wallet on our fake shit site and recommend just one other person to consider getting shit rich quick too, well, we'll provide a matching shit airdrop of the shit coins they buy into your shit wallet. No shit. Hey, you missed out on Doge going to a buck. Don't miss this once in a lifetime opportunity to get stupid wealthy. Don't do it again. I mean, why not you? You know, that's Uncle Vigilante's, one of his favorite sayings. Why not me? Or why not you? Or why not us? We're going to get rich, shit rich. And then the shitcoin launches and everyone expects the shitcoin to go parabolic. And it comes out of the block super strong and greed sets in. It's going to the moon, right? Yeah, strong hands, laser eyes. Then at 100x, magically, there's this market pullback that looks a lot like this. Bam! Bam! Did you get that? The people who sell up here at the bam, right before the price goes almost down to zero, well, those people are not you. Because the evil bastards who orchestrated the scam on all the uninitiated dumbasses dumped their huge bags, taking out all the liquidity from the fake market of the fake coin, and your friends, your mother's money, it's all gone forever. You're left holding the bag of nothing. You've been teabagged. Google it. Yeah. No matter how big your bag was, the math is the math. 25 billion coins times zero is what, class? Go ahead and answer in the comments below. Yeah, you've been scammed by a fraudulent purveyor of shit, and there's lots of them out there. Well, we're going to learn from our mistakes and the mistakes of others, and we're not going to fall for the promise of get-rich-quick falsehoods. Before we invest in anything, we're going to exercise the muscle of looking under the hood, of lifting the skirt, of squeezing the proverbial cantaloupe. We're going to be super, super suspicious of that dude who looks like a lady, aren't we? Before we discuss how we're going to put shitcoins on trial, let's review how most shitcoiners create their shitcoins. We just can't review it enough. It really isn't that hard, people. You make up a shitcoin name, logo, and a meme. You write a few lines of bullshit code. You write a white paper, and you make sure you lie in the white paper. Overpromise on everything. Post white paper on a indiscreet, non-secure, non-SSL website, which provides those in the know, that would be you, dumbasses, with the opportunity to buy the coin at a ridiculously low pre-launch price. Pre-launch price. Pre-launch price. Dedicate most of the site to overemphasis on how to buy the coin. You know, you just have to make purchasing dumbass proof. You can do it. Regarding the website, for the sport of it, misspell some words and use poor grammar because, hey, you're a shitcoiner. Embedding broken links is also a bonus. A lot of fun. Bonus points for creating a staking narrative where dumbasses are encouraged to stake their invested coins on the website for the false promise of ridiculous returns in their money paid out on special anniversary dates. This extends the scamming timeline to fleece the gullibly dumb. And hey, you can sleep well at night because it's not your fault. Most people are gullibly get rich quick dumb. Then, really important, troll the internet with insider insights on this undiscovered coin. Use that word. This is an undiscovered coin. Let people know everywhere. Get investors and their mothers with grandiose airdrop promises. Trillions is better than billions is better than millions. Yeah, fuck the Satoshis. We're better than that. Now, launch Telegram and Discord sites, plus Twitter and YouTube channels, and make sure that they appeal to get-rich-quick dumbasses and their mothers. Now, buy some soulless crypto YouTube shill experts with the promise of airdropping their wallets double matches of coins purchased through a special link below. You know, the YouTubers that say, hey, click on the special link below. Yeah, those guys, you know who they are. Once you have an impressive amount of investors and pile of cash, you do one of two things. One, launch the coin. Manipulate the pump, and dump the shit out of your coins, robbing all the dumbasses, leaving them with a giant bag of shit coins. Or two, just take the money, fade to black, step and repeat with another shit coin because, hey, this entire time you've been VPN anonymous. Okay, now for the good stuff, fellow dumbasses. And look, I'm saying dumbasses because I can be a victim of dumbass too. We're all dumbasses. We're newbies. So I'm overemphasizing the dumbass to just knock the shit coin out of you. Okay. So let me tell you how our shit coin jury trials are going to be held. Okay. For any future guests, by the way, on my show, I'm talking to you. You might want to pay careful attention to the following because I'm going to give you our top 10 criteria for exposing shitcoins. And remember, you are guilty until proven innocent. Or I don't necessarily think there's proving innocence, but you can persuade us that you're not a shitcoin. We're giving you the platform. That's what this is all about. We will be hardcore in our new coin evaluations. Throughout the interview, or should I say throughout the prosecution, there are 10 lines of questioning that you must be able to answer persuasively. Let's start with the first one. What is the utility of your coin or token? What does it do? What's its purpose? And by the way, better than Bitcoin? Not a good answer. All right, two, what problem does your project solve that a current coin or token does not already? One that's already light years ahead of you. Or how does your project solve the same problem better than an already established competitor? Do you have some kind of advantage that is not already intrinsic to the market that's provided by somebody else? And by the way, our better meme branding, not a good answer. All right, number three, is there an added utility with the project's blockchain itself? So does the blockchain do something that mitigates the fact that this new currency is kind of cool and it does some cool things, but stand in line, you know, other projects do the same. So for example, the Library blockchain protocol functionally works the same as Bitcoin in how it's mined and works, from what I understand. It's basically a Bitcoin clone with more units. But when Library is integrated into the YouTube-like video hosting platform Odyssey, it's a game changer. Fans can now tip creators using the native currency or the LBC token. So that can be acquired simply through your viewing and engagement activity. So that's kind of cool. So Library does to publishing what BTC did to money. It's just a different use case. But here's the inside baseball. The people that built the Library protocol are the same ones that built the Odyssey platform. So you know the integration is going to be seamless. Now we're cooking with gas. Point of differentiation. Four, what is the team behind the project like? Is the developer team solid, proven? Are they committed long term? Five, what's the marketing behind the project? Proven, solid, experienced? Considering that adoption is one of the key factors to a cryptocurrency's viability and success, how is the marketing team going to get people, companies, and entities to adopt the technology? By the way, first mover advantage, not a good answer. You are not Bitcoin. You are not Satoshi. That ship sailed in 2009. Just saying. All right, six, what is the supply control like? Tell me about the best case scenario of the market cap. That's the total units times the price equaling the total value of the coins in circulation. We need to fully understand that. So we're going to ask you those questions. You're going to need to unpack it all. Is there a hard cap on your currency? How do you handle needing more? Bitcoin placed a hard cap and then fractionalized. So it's a cap and a fractionalized currency. It's deflationary, not inflationary currency. Brilliant. Does your currency encourage spending or saving / investing long term? Is yours a hard currency that you can't fuck with? Is basically what we're trying to understand. Seven, in the long run, will anyone really care about this crypto? I mean, once it loses its spit shine and new shiny object appeal, will anyone really give a shit about your coin? We don't want cryptos that go the way of Betamax or VHS, right? I mean, why do we love Bitcoin? It has longevity. It's digital gold. It's the perfect store of value. What I referenced earlier, Bitcoin is hard money you can't fuck with. Eight, how strong of a community does the project have? That's a big deal. I want to totally understand the community behind your project. Show me the Telegram, the Discord, the YouTube channel, Twitter. How many raving fans are out there? Also, what's the dev community think? What's the buzz? Show us. 9, does your team have any period of lockup on their coins? That's a question Uncle V thought a lot about, because I remember when I was part of an IPO, there was a lockup before we could sell our shares. So I'm wanting to know the same. I'm going to ask the question. We, of course, are wanting to mitigate the risk of the proverbial pump and dump. That's what I'm getting to there. And 10, and the last one, it's like this channel. You never know what you get. It's that box of chocolates thing. What I'm going to do, dear shitcoiner, trying to prove that you're not a shitcoin, what I'm going to do for the 10th one is I'm going to, as the prosecutor and judge, I'm going to open it up to the jury. At the end of me going through 1 through 9, I'm going to drop a Zoom link into the chat. And then any of the jurors, our subscribers who are viewing, they can join you and me, and they can ask as many additional tough questions as they like. Now, there's good news here. While we are auto shitcoining you, we're going to be fair. And if you answer 1 through 10 to our satisfaction, then you are going to reside. Your video is going to forever reside in our series that's going to be under the heading Not Shitcoin. If you don't pass muster, sorry, love you, but you're a shitcoin. And you're going to be put where the shit coins are. So this may not be really good marketing for you to come on this channel. I've helped you cheat. I've just given you the questions. Now, you doing your own research and actually watching and listening and writing down the questions and preparing the answers, that's going to make the trial go much easier. And I want to help you. But more importantly, I just want to help all of us out here be safe and stay safe. And I don't want people turned off to a cryptocurrency, the whole ecosystem, because they had one bad shitcoin experience. And if I can accomplish one thing, if I can keep one person out there from, you know, losing their savings because they were duped, then, you know, I'll consider this initiative a bonus. Just one person. It's all I'm looking for. I hope it's a lot more. But all right, that is, I'm laying it out there. I want to know what you think, subscribers, anybody. I want you to tell me if you think this is a worthy initiative. Tell me down below. You've heard the top 10. Is there an 11th or 12th? If there are questions that you want me to consider embedding in this, let me know. I will tell you that there are three companies that have already agreed over the next couple of weeks to come on and participate in the jury. So you're going to want to make sure you subscribe. If you want to be a juror, hit that notification bell so that you know when we go live. I'll try to pre-promote it when we do, but I can't commit that I will. You know, it's just not how I roll. I'm not Jaron. I'm not freaking Jaron. You know, I'm not Nathan. That dude, those guys are so good. They send out the bat signal to everywhere and everybody comes and knows, but that's not me. I'm a one-man uncle. All right. So until one day, you know, some of these coins moon and I can hire a producer, it's just me and you and our guests. But I'm pretty excited about this. I really am, because I'm tired of being told that I am you know, a shitcoin peddler. Why are you shilling shitcoins? Good. I didn't know they were shitcoins. Still don't know if all of the ones, the interviews I've had are shitcoins. You know, that's why I decided to do my own work. I'm not going to take any more admonishment from anybody else out there that gives me shit about peddling a shitcoin. Why? Because I'm not going to promote any coin on this show ever again, unless there's been somebody from the development team that steps up to the plate and is bold enough, is big enough, has enough confidence to come answer the hard questions. And if you pass muster, then we welcome you to the Little Kids Roundtable at Thanksgiving. That's where all the cool people go. That's where the kids join, and we have great conversation because the adults, the masked up adults over there, they're just showing off their vax tattoos. I don't know, guys. It's just, I'm just telling you that I am not going to be told anymore that I have put people in harm's way, because that's not my intention. My intention is to do quite the opposite. So there you go, sports fans. Really excited about it. I will let you know when the next one is. Sorry if it looked like the whole time I'm giving you a stink eye with my wasp stung eye, but man, that hurt. That just sucked. Sorry I haven't gone on a cigar walk this week. Oh, the other thing, man, Florida, it rained and rained and rained. Went out, and I've never had this in all the years I've lived here, but I went out and there were swarms of these little gnats that came in, and I was wearing sunscreen because I have to wear sunscreen now, and they just swooped in, and I am not kidding you. There was like 100 gnats when I went in. I asked my wife, I said, I just went through a swarm of these. I mean, like not just a couple, but like you could hardly see. They were flying in my eyes. They were flying everywhere. I had 100 on my face because they stuck to it. And I had to, I mean, that was right before I got stung by the wasp. That was a bad walk. All right. I'm rambling now. I am going to leave you with my disclaimer because, you know, a lot of you need to understand just really how big of a deal I am and whether or not you should listen to me. So I would like to introduce my second favorite person in the world, and that's me. Greetings. Greetings. Used to be named Uncle Odd, but now I'm known as Uncle Vigilante. And as you can see by the fact I'm wearing a gold chain with a Bitcoin on it, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I'm a big deal. But there is one thing that my 43 attorneys that I just hired told me that I needed to say, which is a disclaimer. Don't take any of my advice. Don't take anything that I say on this show or any of my guests as sage counsel. Why? Why? Because I don't know shit.